Well, it's been a huge hit. Sinatra meets the Sopranos. We got one of the stars. And his name? Yeah, why not? Give us... listen, only for Sharippa do we give him a spotlight right here on Long Island Radio. And he's done it all, The Sopranos, Bobby Baggiolari years ago, the hit series, and he's doing a ton of stuff, Blue Bloods and everything else. Always great to have him back. Mr. Sharippa, Stephen, how are you, sir?
Hey, how are you, pal? How's everything?
I miss you. I tell you, I haven't had you on in a while. It's always good to connect. I'll tell you one thing. When this thing came about, I think it was early May in Westbury, I knew it was going to be a huge hit, and it has. You're going to be over at Foxwoods on the 20th of this month. Give me an idea. I mean, did you ever think this thing would catch on the way it did? I mean, you got two legendary deals here, Sopranos, Sinatra.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, it was. You know, we had done versions of this, you know, with some comics, and we still do that with Joey Cola, the great Joey Cola from Long Island. He'll be with us this Saturday at Foxwoods. So, you know, we've done little, you know, we've done some casinos and stuff, and then we got a call. We were on a six-city tour in Australia this summer. We were out there. We sold the 7,500 tickets. I mean, it was crazy. So Michael Martocci, who's a Sinatra tribute artist who worked for Sinatra, and he's got Sinatra's charts. So he approached me in the fall. And we've done, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 shows. We got August 3rd, Asbury Park. August 10th, Atlantic City, Golden Nugget. Or we're up in Bergen County in October, so it's really taken off. This Saturday we're at Foxwoods. We got the great Joey Colas with us. He's a comic, and he was with us at Westbury. And then we got Michael Martocci, his 20-piece band. He'll do about 30 minutes, and then we come out and we give you a little sneak peek behind the curtain of what it was like all our years on The Sopranos.
That's great. It really is a great idea. Steve Sharippa with us. You know, that's a wonderful idea. Martocci doing the Sinatra. You guys, you know, you, Michael Imperioli, one of my other favorites who we've had on here. You know, Vincent, you know, I tell you, Vincent Bestiore, wonderful way of doing it. Telling the story. Listen, you can't get The Sopranos out of your head if you loved it. Let's face it. You know it. I know it.
Of course,
it's just a great combination. It really is.
And it was the 20th anniversary, and, you know, we decided to celebrate it. And there's still so many fans all over the world, you know. It's amazing. And we, you know, comedically, we tell stories about our years. You know, Michael Imperioli was there from the pilot. Vincent was there from the pilot, Vincent Pastore. And I came on the second season of the second year, you know, and I stayed till almost the next to last episode. So it really is a fun night out. I mean, if you like Sinatra, if you like The Sopranos, you got to like one of them. It's a really good night. 20-piece band is incredible. The charts, I mean, honestly. And we've been doing this now for over a year. And, you know, we'll keep on going. I got to start Blue Bloods. I got to go to wardrobe, make sure I didn't gain any weight in the off season, and I got to start on Friday. We start shooting.
I was going to ask you about that. Two things on this whole thing, though, Steve. I didn't really, you know, you learn something every day. I didn't realize you were an entertainment director out in Vegas, right? When Sinatra was Sinatra was performing. What about that aspect of kind of goes full circle?
Yeah, I didn't book him, but I was there at the time. I mean, I wasn't the guy that booked him, but I tell you what, I used to go downstairs when I got done work, then I would go watch him. I must have seen him every show. I would sneak in the back. I would go in the back. I was an executive there. I could do what I wanted. But I get my wife, go in the back. I've seen Sinatra probably perform, you know, 30 times in my life, you know. And I was very lucky to be a part of that, you know.
Yep, that is unbelievable. Steve Sharippa with us. Don't forget Foxwoods Saturday. Sopranos and Sinatra kind of getting together. You know, I'll ask you this one last thing on The Sopranos, Mr. Sharippa. You know, they have the prequel going on now with the filming. Do we see a cameo of Steve coming out next year? And B, give me an idea regarding young Tony there, the son. That's a great dynamic there with young Michael in the starring role, Chase and everything, kind of taking this to the big screen. People wanted it left and right. Do we see you at all in this thing?
No, I have nothing to do with it. You know, nothing at all. I don't even think there's a younger character, but I do believe there's young Tony, and I think young Big Pussy and young Silvio and young Paulie. I do believe that from what I've heard. As far as Michael Gandolfini playing Tony, I'm sure he's going to be great. He's a beautiful kid, a nice kid. And he was born to do this, and I think he's going to do a fine job. And I think the movie's going to be great.
I can't wait for that. Steve Schirripa with us Saturday at Foxwoods. Sopranos, Sinatra kind of getting together. It's a great concept. Steve, talk to me. Blue
Foxwoods,
Bloods.
You get tickets. Foxwoods.com, Ticketmaster.com. Blue Bloods, yes, sir.
Now, tell me, Selleck and everything else, you know, he still has it. He kind of goes under the radar a little bit these days, but he's a phenomenal actor in this type of setting. Give me an idea what it's like working for Selleck. You still love doing this stuff, right?
Yeah, it's great. This is my fifth season. I went in to shoot one episode, maybe two, and I've done 57. And I've done more Blue Bloods than I have Sopranos at this point. And the season starts tomorrow. I start working Friday. This is the 10th season. It's the 200th episode of the show coming up. Selleck's a great guy. Donnie Wahlberg, great to work with. I work with Bridget Moynihan mostly. But now I've worked with just about the whole cast, and everybody's just terrific. It's a hit show. 13 million people are still watching this every Friday night. You know, it doesn't get all the hype of obviously, Game of Thrones and a lot of these hip shows, cable shows. All it is steady. People love it. It's shot here in New York City. New York City is like another cast member of this show. So happy to be a part of it. Great, great show. Great people to work with.
Very much under the radar. But Friday night, a lot of people, but you know what? It has something. The scripts are phenomenal. And watch our good friend, Mr. Schirripa, that he is wonderful as that detective. Great stuff. Steve, we wish you the best. I look forward to Saturday.
Thank you, buddy.
Foxwoods, a week from Saturday. Always great to have you. Next time you're here, stop by, okay?
I sure will. Thanks. Talk to you soon, pal.
The great Steve Schirripa, I tell you, he's a great, great actor. You know, if you've seen him in Blue, but he's wonderful. He really is. And the performance. Now, I haven't seen him on the stage yet with this whole thing, but I'm telling you, he's one of those guys. He does everything. Does a little Discovery Channel stuff with some investigative children's books. You know, he's one of those guys. He dabbles in a lot of different things. You know, some of these guys, when the Sopranos stop, you know, you haven't heard from them. Not Schirripa. Steve's been a good guy, good actor, really good actor, solid guy.